I am currently standing on the rooftop of our Airbnb in Mexico City. Our being myself, France, and Luis, some of my good buddies. But this morning I woke up and spent some time up here doing some meditation and writing and just some reflection and on this trip and what I've learned. I came here for a reason, and that was to learn more about myself, to explore and put myself out of comfort in a place where I didn't know where anything was, that I don't know the language, and that has the effect of thrusting me into the present moment where I have to be aware of my surroundings, of the smells, of all of the sights. There's just so much stimulus that is new that it's grabbing my attention, and this is a type of state that I enjoy putting myself in, even though it can be comfortable, because of mornings like this where I can reflect on my thoughts, on my life. And I meditated this morning. I gave gratitude and went through a practice where I ask for healing or resolve or growth or whatever it is that you want to, something you focus on. It's the whole idea of where focus goes, energy flows, and whether or not you believe that or not, it is a good practice to think about what is it that I want out of this. And I just asked for those things. And also thought about the type of future that I wanted to create, and had some very intimate memories that, or I guess they're not memories yet because they haven't happened, but I guess visions of some things that I would like to see happen in my life, and all very realistic. And somewhere during that process, what I received is, how can I serve? How would I enjoy serving? And who do I want to serve? Just that question of service, that word came to mind, and it reminded me of my true nature, that I am a person of love, of service. I enjoy giving to my family, to those I care about, my friends, to youth. I'm passionate about helping to educate our youth, and I've really enjoyed working in after school programs and coaching kids. It's not something I've done in years, since 2015, when I was working with an after school program and also coaching a kids soccer team. And for the record, I'm not a football player or had never coached. We were like the Bad News Bears, but I had a blast working with these kids. And reflecting on this, I felt like I got the answer that I wanted, that I was looking for. And that is, you can find healing, you can find rectification, you can find growth through service, through serving others. And it doesn't have, there's no right way to do it or wrong way to do it. It's just, if you have a pure heart of intent, you know, ask yourself, as I'm asking myself here, how do I want to serve? Who do I want to serve? How would I enjoy serving? And we all have our gifts, whether that's your voice or your art, your pictures, if you take photos or you edit, maybe you're a singer. I mean, this man on the bus when we were driving to the Pyramid of the Sun, you know, these people get on the bus, vendors, and they try to sell things, act service. People hustle here in Mexico City. I so much respect for the people here, and totally just put into perspective the whole concept of even work ethic has made me incredibly grateful for living in America, in the city that I do, and having the people around me. But this man gets on the bus and just starts belting out his songs and playing guitar while we're, you know, on the 14 minutes until our next stop or whatever it was. And he was good. I mean, I recognize this older man. This is his gift, his music, his songs, and this is the way he serves. This is the way he shares to the world. And yeah, he makes an income from it. You know, people tip him or whatever. But there's a reason why he chose to serve in that capacity. And so I am asking myself this morning, how do I want to serve? Who do I want to serve? And how would I enjoy serving? I don't know if I have exact clarity on that yet, but there have been some things that have been consistent for me, among them being serving youth and helping to impact our education system. I would really like if our young people were equipped with emotional and social intelligence, if they were taught these life skills like financial literacy, like bringing back arts and sports education, as that is crucial to social development, computer science. I know, having been in, you know, not that long ago, not far removed from being in a public education school system in Arizona, only 10 years ago, at how ill-equipped my class, my generation, was for today's society. And I know there's a lot of great people working in this arena to help our youth, but I want to be in that fight too, you know? I want to serve kids. I get value from that act of service. I like picking up trash when I see something on the ground. I mean, if you're walking down the street and you see a piece of litter, you can pick it up and put it in the trash can. Don't tell me you don't feel good about yourself. I mean, I try my best to live by this, and it's what my mom has always told me. Everywhere you go, leave it better than when you got there. And so, even if it's in a small way, you know, even if you just give some water to that stray dog who's thirsty, or you give a word of encouragement to somebody who seems down, maybe you're the person who needs that word of encouragement, or you're that thirsty dog. Well, I'll bet you if you come out of a place of love and service, and you seek those opportunities to give your gifts, that you'll get some joy from that. You'll get some healing. You'll get some restoration. It's there for us. It's not always clear, but it's there, and we can grab it. That's what I'm doing by talking to myself on this rooftop with this magnificent view, throwing myself out here when I necessarily might not be in a position to be taking time for myself like this, when there's a lot of other, and I'm doing air quotes here, obligations that I might have. But this revelation for me, this moment here, right now, these words that I'm speaking are worth all of it. It's worth the trip, because I'm going to go back and I'm going to try to serve. I'm going to try to continue to bring out the best of myself, my true nature, and to give that to you, to give that to those that I care about. I care about you. And I don't even know if anybody listens to these yet. I think I've put out like 8 or 9, but shoot, if anything, it serves me. And so if you are listening, thank you. I hope you've received some value from this. And I encourage you to serve. It's a beautiful life.